everybody. Before we go into today's podcast, I wanted to say that a new book is coming. The follow-up to Jab, 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 Right Hook, originally called Jab, 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 Left Hook. But I finally captured what I've been doing for the last 20 years as an entrepreneur, as a creator and influencer, as an operator of a marketing company that works with Fortune 5,000, 500 companies, and really the punchline of what I'm seeing in society, which is day trading attention, how to actually build brand and sales in the new social media world. I'm really proud of this book. It goes so detailed. It goes macro and micro, as I like to roll. And so if you've not picked up a copy yet, go to GaryVee.com/DTA, which stands for Day Trading Attention, the updated version of the marketing manual for your marketing team. Definitely if you have a social media person that runs your stuff, you need to get a book for them. And definitely the marketers in Fortune 500 for your staff and the entrepreneurs and creators and influencers who are trying to build something for themselves. So proud of it. Hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. The manual that we are going to give to everybody when they join VaynerMedia to read, and hopefully the manual to the modern marketing world, and especially social media first world. Day Trading Attention out this May 2024. Pre-order your copy now. These wines win, and then people get tired of them. That's why this is so popular.
What do you mean?
This is sugar Cabernet. Taste this. You're gonna love it. This is Twizzlers put in a blender and they all just shook their head, yeah. It just makes me laugh. It's the easiest way to get America to love a wine. It's called sugar. Great body, silky body, but sugar. Rough show. Jesus. Hello everybody and welcome to Wine Text TV. Wine Text TV brought to you by winetext.com, the number one way to buy wine on the internet and in America, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom, who is a fan of me and my dad, who are behind that service. Today's episode is popular wines. Four wines that I know all of you are going bananas for. These wines sell crazy. You find them everywhere, which is why I'm doing this episode. Last episode, by the way, throw up a little video of the last episode, post-production team, the Timorosa. Those wines last 5 to 10 years on average. So many of you have asked me about that, so I wanted to follow up with that. And I know they all sold out at Wine Library, but hopefully you found them in other stores. And good news, I called Brandon and was very mad at him. Show Brandon. Oh wait, it's Sid. Brandon is not here. He is in Napa Valley trying to find more wines for you for winetext.com. But I called him and yelled at him, be like, Brandon, you have to buy more. Like, people are trying to buy it. Like, we're running, like, anyway. Nonetheless, I'm hyped. Not only because I have two new books coming out, links, please, somewhere, do something. I know one is GaryVee.com/DTA. But I'm pumped because I really, the last episode, so many of you can't find those wines. They're esoteric, they're small, they're rare. All four of these wines are obnoxiously available. Like, I see them at the airport, in hotels, in every store in the country, and that's good. And so that's why we're doing it. Let's get into it. Sonoma Cutrer, Sonoma Coast, 2022 Chardonnay. One of the most popular Chardonnays in the world. 92 points wine enthusiast. This is about a, you know, $20 to $25 wine, depending on where you get it. Made in, you know, Sonoma Cutrer was a cult wine even when I was a kid. It was impossible to get. It was restaurant only. Restaurant only for years. People would come in all the time. Then you could kind of get a little in the late 90s, but this has been a very popular Chardonnay for a long time in the caliber of the Rombauers, those very buttery, both of these are butter bombs, potentially. Let's see if they deliver on that. This one should, because it's called bread and butter, but let's see if Sonoma Cutrer is still like the butter bandit, which was a rare character on old Wine Library TV, and let's see if the oak monster comes out on this episode. That'd be fun. On the nose, a little bit of apple, a little hint of pear, good little creme fraiche. Almost like, what's on a bagel? Cream cheese, thank you. Getting old out here, let's give it a whirl. Not as over buttered and over oaked as Rombauer. A little bit more balanced. Nice, elegant, smooth flavor. I see why so many people like this wine. It's pleasant. Nice little hint of floral. But again, you know, at 20 to 25 bucks, a couple things on my mind. One, there's a lot of white Burgundy, Bourgogne, Blanc, Chablis even, Saint Véran, that I think are more interesting Chardonnays to me when I taste this. very transparently, there's a lot of Australian Chardonnay that this tastes like that comes in at $15. I'm not overly blown away by this wine. It's nice, it's fine, it's pleasant. But pleasant to me is not 92 points. Pleasant to me isn't the hysteria that this wine currently has. Pleasant to me is 88 points, and that's what I'm gonna say about it. So, good wine, fine. Like, I'm not gonna be upset about it, but I think it's a little overpriced. I can buy a lot of $15 Australian Chardonnay that tastes like that pretty easily, that I think is even potentially better. So, yeah, it's fine. All right, Bread and Butter Chardonnay 2022, very hot wine, no rating. This is like a 10, 11 to $16 wine, 10 to 15. On winesearcher.com, like the average is 15, so, you know, like, but some people are high, you can get it lower. This wine is ripping hot. Dustin, it's hot.
Spicy.
No, not spicy. Hot, more like popular. Like, new guy or girl moves into the high school junior year and they're very attractive and like everyone's a buzzin'. That's what Bread and Butter is right now. Let's give it a whirl. The nose is kind of extra, it almost smells like a, ooh, I got a good one for this one. Do you remember Now and Laters? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the banana Now and Laters? Remember on the Now and Laters, sometimes you left a little piece of the paper on it and you like gave up, you couldn't get it off, you just ate it anyway?
Yep.
That's what this smells like. Like a banana Now and Later with a little piece of the wax still on it. I smell like banana pudding. Like, smell this, Carly. Let's see Carly's sniffy sniff on this. It smells like banana pudding, right? Do you smell that? It's like pretty distinct.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? Banana pudding, little banana Now and Laters. Let's give it a whirl. This is interesting. This is, wow, that's why this is so popular?
What do you mean?
I'm about to tell you what I mean. This wine is interesting. So this is basically Kendall Jackson Chardonnay all over again. This is very medium to light. It's light. It's like water with sugar in it. That's what this is. Honestly, I think that everyone should buy this wine. And then, as a science project with your kids, get a pitcher of water, put a little butter in it, put 2 dabs of lemon and a cup of sugar and blend it. And then taste these side by side. I think they're the same. Obviously this one has alcohol. But this is very fun for me. Everybody over 60, come in with me on this one. You're gonna love this. Don't you love when life like repeats itself and you're like, oh, I've seen this movie before. This was $8.99 Chardonnay that sold like water when I was a kid. It was called Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. That's what this wine is. It's a reincarnation. Light, so the body's thin, which is a turnoff for me. And then just like sugar water with a little butter. And two. Squeezes up, cut the lime in half. 85 points, not interesting. Let's move on. The whites didn't do it. Let's see if the reds can do it. I was really excited for those two whites too, because the thing that was different was I kind of went in optimistic because, and both kind of delivered on this. They're less oaky and buttery than they used to, but boy, the Bread and Butter is a thin boy. That's a thin boy. I just thought California Shards have really gone through a really nice transition in the last decade. They've gotten a little more balanced. They're not so over the top. But, you know, ironically, what I felt about both of those wines is, like, with Big Napa Colt wines, they're over the top and there's a lot of, sugar and fruit, and it's not as interesting as a Bordeaux or a Barolo or a Burgundy for some people. But I like them for what they are. It's like, yo, own it. Like, not everyone... Carl, do you like dudes that are super muscular and like huge? Like, are you into the,
no.
You don't like those dudes?
No.
But you have friends that like those kind of dudes.
Yeah.
To each their own. And that's kind of what I like about, what these got caught in the middle. They're not here, not there. Like, to me, these wines 10 years ago, go for it. Like, plastic surgery and big lips and like ridiculousness and like hair extensions. Like, go for it. Like, go for it. Own it. What, both those wines got caught in the middle. Because what European wines, not all, there's a ton of crap in Europe. Overpriced, like, but the cliche stigma is that the California wines go big. It's like America and Europe. It's like the same shit. And so they came down a little bit, which almost like took away the fun. Like, I like Kendall Jackson more than this. Because sometimes it's fun to have like a candy bar. Anyway, and some, like, back to like dating life, like, you go for people who might have more intellect, but like once in a while it's like fun to have like a fun night. Like, that's life, that's life. Let's see what Justin does. Is it an intellect or is it a fun night? Justin, 2020, Cabernet, $30 at the winery, $20 to $30 on this wine depending on where you are in the country. This wine's gotten real popular. This is a winery I grew up loving. The Justin Isosceles of the late 90s was one of the best deals in wine. I sold the crap out of it to anyone who listened. They'd come in and be like, can I have Opus 1? Can I have Insignia? I'm like, sure, but you need to get a bottle of Justin Isosceles. They would. It was like in the low 20s, and it crushed. I thought it was better than most 40, 50, 60, 70, $80 wines. So, you know, that's not the price of Isosceles anymore. Now the regular Cabernet is like at that price. Inflation, wine got more popular, da da da. But I'm excited to taste this wine. I'm a big fan of Justin's wine overall. A lot of red fruit here, cranberries, a little bit of plum. It smells a little bit like Mr. Bubble's bubble bath. Smell this. So like, I get a little bit of like that candy smell and like some of the scented, like, give it to Carly. Do you see what I'm saying? Like almost like potpourri. Like, it smells like a nice bathroom. Like a happy bathroom.
You smell again.
To me, that smells like wine. Like, when I think about wine.
That's smell, what that smells like. Yeah. Yeah. It's very pungent. It's like very prominent, but it's very like floral. Like, I get a lot of, yeah, it's very aromatic. I smell it as the Mr. Bubble's bubble bath. I don't know what else to say. Like, if you've ever had, did you, you know,
right. Yeah. I didn't get that hint.
Yeah. Did you have that as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember if ever, Mr. Bubble's bubble bath. Let's give it a whirl. You know, America, boy, do you stay consistent. Boy, do you stay consistent. This is like a time machine for me. These were not the four most popular, or consider what Contraire was. None of these three wines were ripping popular when I was doing Wine Library TV. All of them are ripping popular now. And you, America, things change, but you sometimes stay the same, and this is one of these guys. This is Sugar Cabernet. Taste this. You're gonna love it. You're going to love it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not, like, Carl?
You know how to do the taste?
I do like it.
Of course you do.
Versus the other ones you've
of course.
And I'm not a wine person.
Yep. Sid, get in here. It's a family affair. Carl, you like it?
I do.
Of course.
I taste it.
America. Do I love, this is Twizzlers put in a blender, and they all just shook their head, yeah, this is Twizzlers put in a blender and poured out. It's the easiest way to get America to love a wine. It's called sugar. It's fruity, it's explosive. What it also is pretty hollow in the mid palate. Not super interesting. I keep using the analogy of like the people that you most, look, some people are the total package, like Dustin. They're attractive and intelligent. But I'm trying to make this comp for you of like some of the people you went out with that like it was good to look at, but it wasn't a fun conversation. And that's what some of these wines are. It's fun, it's good, I'm about it. Like, and I'll use a less like human thing. Cupcakes are remarkable. It's just kind of hard to eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's why these wines win, and then people get tired of them. And this is a very soft, this is well made, but it's definitely not interesting. It's just tasty. And it depends on what you're into. And as an entry level wine to get into, I get it. And you know, to me, it's an 87 point wine. All three of them would have rated it over 90 by their scales of what I already know, which is fine. Sid trying to say no, but I saw the love.
I've just, because I've just started getting into wine, this is not my kind of wine. Like, I probably would drink this and not like it.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm also
87 points.
I'm also more of an oaky drinker.
That's oaky.
But that's, it's sweet. It's
too sweet. Makes sense. Quilt, please save the show. Quilt, Napa Cab, 2021. 91 points, wine enthusiast. 45 to 55 bucks a bottle. Very popular stuff. But I'll be honest with you, I'm a little, last episode, 4 for 4. Quilt, please save the show. Here we go. On the sniffy sniff. Less sugary on the nose, like less bombastic and fake. Mr. Bubbles is chemicals. But also tight, which is interesting. I'm gonna rinse this from the last one. I want no residue from the Justin. Great color. I mean, purple. I love the color. The nose is a little tight. Screw top for a $50 plus wine that's super hot. Wanna make that note. Screw top does not mean cheap or bad anymore. You know, let's get off that. Please kill that. That's a little fun fact for this show. Tight nose, not a very attractive, like just not a very exciting nose, tight. Which is okay, because it's an expensive wine that's young.
What do you mean when you say tight?
I'm not smelling much. Thank you for that question, keep doing that. You know, not a lot of aromatics. I mean, you smelled the last wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smell this. Do you see the difference? Do you remember the last one? You could like really smell a bunch of stuff?
This is harder to smell.
That's right, that's what I mean. So, tight means like the tannins are holding in the fruit and you want the oxygen and age to open it up to get the flowers.
Is that because it's screw top?
Nope, it has nothing to do with screw top. It has to do with, because it's the more premium a wine is and when it's younger, it tends to have much better tannin structure, which keeps the wine tight.
So this is the wine that you need to decant?
This would be a wine that you want to decant and 3 hours
so
will
if you
open
don't
up.
Smell it, that's when you decant.
That's a good indication, especially if it, like, some people have noses that don't pick up on stuff. Like it's very subtle. There's a lot of practice that goes into it. So wouldn't if you buy a $15 wine, you don't smell it. You should look, decanting's great. Oxygen is a friend unless it's a weak wine. But you start getting to 50 for sure. No, really silky, great body, silky body, but sugar. Like a lot of, it just makes me laugh because I'm enjoying this moment for myself. Like more that changes, more that stays the same. This is Silver Oak Cabernet from the 90s. Like I'm having some really fond reminiscing feelings here. Look, this is a nice wine. To me, this is an 88 point wine, which is not bad. But it's just not 55 bucks worthy. There's so much stuff from Prior Rat. It was Spain. I think about, when I taste this, I think about Spain. I think about Portugal. I think about Cabernet from Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. I think about these places where I can spend 20, 30, I think about some of my favorite South African wines, Argentinian premium stuff, Bordeaux from the right bank, excuse me, for the left bank. Like I just think of all the things I could buy for 25 bucks. That I would enjoy more. And so, 8 points, but rough show. Jesus. And you know what's funny? I kind of came in saying, okay, these are popular wines, wonder where the American palate is, and the whites were a little less bombastic than where we were a decade ago. The reds are still right in pocket to what I would call overrated California cabs. But not bad wines, 88, 87, these are not 85, 87, like not horrible scores, you know? To me, 85 is like when it starts to get, and under is like, But yeah, I would not recommend any of the four of these wines, personally. I know so many of you love this. I know some of you are gonna send it to friends now and be like, ha, ha, ha. That's not fair. I like whatchamacallits. You might like Snickers. I like the Jets, you might like the Giants. I like foie gras. And escargot and Kumamoto oysters. These are very exotic foods that so many of you don't like. I'm bored by hot dogs unless they have serious mustard and sauerkraut. Like, you know, everyone's got different flavors. So I'm not a fan of these. My palate has been through a lot of these wines. So in the beginning, a lot of these wines could be fun. And even fun for an occasion. I just think if you want to go for this, there's alternatives around the world. Southern hemisphere wines can be over extracted fruit bombs for a lot less money. Questions?
Do you taste these room temperature or
yes.
chilled?
I taste every wine room temperature, including the whites, because when wines are chilled, especially if they're over chilled, it's harder to actually taste the flavor of the wine. If you remember, Sid, I call this the high school beer rule. I don't know if you remember drinking really bad beer in high school or early college. You needed that stuff ice cold because Beast was disgusting if it wasn't ice cold. Natty Light is disgusting if it's not ice cold. And so I taste these at room temperature to get the essence of it, which does help the whites at times, even sometimes the reds. They're a better experience slightly chilled, but I've got to give you the essence of the flavors.
So that's standard for everyone, like, everyone should.
It depends. Many tasters will go room temperature. Some will taste a little more chilled because that's the environment they're serving by the glass at or things of that nature. It's a preference, but I like to get the essence of the flavor.
So if you're in a restaurant, you ask for the white, not chilled?
I do. I drink a lot of white wine. I drink more white wine at restaurants than red. I had a Dunhoff Riesling last night that was remarkable. Like, I'm deep white.
Why?
Red is heavy at times, like, you know, I also eat dinner late, as you know, and so, like, red at, like, 10:30 p.m. and I have to be up at 7 a.m. It's not that it doesn't fully knock me out, per se, because I have a high tolerance for wine at this point in my life, but, like, just don't feel as good, you know?
How does someone decide on a wine when they're going for an Italian dinner, for example? How do I walk into a restaurant, have a wine list of 50
yeah.
wines?
I think you ask the sommelier if they have one for a recommendation, ask them why they're recommending it. The other thing is my favorite thing to do is to order a wine that is at the high end of your price range, so push yourself to learn, and is something you've never had before. So if I'm someone that's going into an Italian restaurant and I see Primitivo, I'm like, I don't even know what that is. That's great, by the way. Get that. Even though you've had Barolo, if you've had Barolo 10 times, and you see something you've never had before, or you love super Tuscan wines like Tignanello and Sassicaia, like high-end stuff, go try something you never had from a different, like, super Tuscan wine. Like, number one thing about wine is exploring new stuff. Number one. So what I would do is, if I went to a restaurant, is order something you've never had, either in the grape or the producer. So if you like Pinot Noir, and you know that you like Meiomi Pinot Noir, don't order it again. Order a different Pinot Noir in the same price range on the list. Try new things, that's how you discover what you like. The reason I know what I like is because I have context. The reason these wines are popular is some people have never had that many other wines. Or they've had another Chardonnay they didn't like as much, but they've had like four Chardonnays, and like two Pinot Grigios, and like three Sauvignon Blancs, and they're like, oh, I like this. Like, that's 7 wines out of 7 billion. Try new things. That is how we are ending episode 7 of Wine Text TV. And as always, please sign up for Wine Text TV. Please leave heavy comments on YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere you see this. And please pass this on to your wine friends. They need to get on the journey, especially your wine friends that are drinking these 4 wines. They may want the insight.